100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was blocker, and we got some stories in, and I'm going to go ahead and put them together and share them with you. That's how it works.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I must admit this week I was a little bit stumped. However, I came up with the story in the end, and this is it. It's called Dunno. That's cheating. What do you mean, cheating? It's a perfectly legitimate use of the word. Yeah, hardly in the spirit of things, is it? Detective Jim Blocker was the precinct's finest cop. Huh. If the prompt had been hashtag, would you call him Detective Jim hashtag? Of course not. Just make the effort, will you? I've tried, but I just can't come up with anything. Well, if you ask me, that's just a cop-out. If you'll excuse the pun. The thing is, when you have writer's block, you can't give in. You've just got to find a way to remove that blocker. Got there in the end. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Desperately, I flushed a third time, only for the water to rise perilously close to the top of the pan, whilst the offending, massive, pipe blocker obstinately refused to disappear. I weighed up my options. I could just admit my crime, but that would be goodbye to any second date. Escape through the bathroom window? No, that was plain stupid. And no way was I going to attempt to shift it by hand. Only one thing for it. I returned downstairs to my date. I'm sorry to say this. You won't believe what your sister left in the toilet bowl.
Hello everyone, I hope you had a good week, and here's my story. The bike? Yes, she took it. She says the oddest things. She listens to what I say and reorganizes everything in her head only to spit out sentences filled with hatred. And she says one thing one day to say the exact opposite the next. But swearing she never ever said what she said first. She's crazy. So, I blocked her. There. I wasn't talking about her, and I said block her, not block her. Oh, well, I suppose I'm a pop-up blocker then? She won't pop up in my life again, that's for sure. Sadly, neither will my bike. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 844 with a prompt of blocker. Well, hopefully we find out where Tom is. Anyway, here's my story. Not wanting to be late for class, Bilbert got to the scoreboard well before school. Sabrina's eyes lit up when she saw him and broke off from the other students standing in a cluster. Bilbert held up a hand. "You've never explained why physical contact is so important for your magical use." She shrugged. "Fair enough. It clears away the periscomps. They're like beta blockers and prevent the reuptake of magical energy expended the previous day." Bilbert looked at the other students, who only held hands. "Okay, but why kissing?" Sabrina wrapped her arms around his chest. "Because I like it." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The Walther PPK was James Bond's gun. Bond started with a Beretta, but Q suggested that he switch to a PPK. And you know about boys and their toys. Elvis gave the guy who played Felix Leiter a gold-plated PPK, and Elvis himself owned a silver-plated one. It's the gun he shot his TV with when Robert Goulet totally botched the national anthem. Many armies and police use it today. You'd think it was some kind of hero's gun. Did you know it was Hitler's sidearm, too? He shot himself with one. Good, bad, it depends on the hand it's in.
And there you have it. Some stories on the topic of blocker. They're 100 words long. I wonder why that would be. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And the next topic will be a pick two. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the topics in the next weekly challenge. Links to the authors that were in this one. And also archives of years and years and years of stories. I don't know what else to say. Thank you all for being a part of this again. And as always, keep it brief.